Zero.
Okay, welcome back. Let's step off into hour two together and go down to Australia and welcome back to the program our good friend David John Oates, who has for so many, many years given us a view into the subconscious, the truth of being human, and the mechanisms of the mind and how it works to lie, cheat, deceive. But ultimately, with reverse speech, the jig is up, folks. You can't lie anymore. David has done some absolutely incredible work. I think he's been at it 20 years now. And it's a big story. His website, of course, is reversespeech.com. I would urge you to go by there when you've got some time because there are thousands upon thousands of examples of this most astonishing technology pioneered and discovered and developed by David John Oates. And the website is terrific. You got a new look on the website, mate.
Oh, yeah. You saw the new opening page, eh?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, well, I had the old page up there for several years. I thought it was time to give me a new opening page, and we're actually looking to revamp the whole site itself, but that's a major job. So anyway, we'll get around to it.
Yeah, it is good looking. I like that. It's drama that fits exactly what you're doing and what you've done with 20 years of your life. It's terrific.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I tell you what, if someone had told me back when I first started where my walk with reverse speech was going to lead me, I don't even know whether I would have started. No, actually, that's not true. I think I probably would have gone out of boots, and all the excitement alone has been worth it.
Do you remember, I don't know how many years ago it was now, when one of the times we got together and was in Santa Barbara and we had dinner. And we talked about this. Remember the girls were all there?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yes, I do.
That was a great evening. And
yeah, that was a very good evening.
Yes, it was wonderful. And you at that time, you knew you had a tiger by the tail. And that was,
yep.
That was close to 10 years ago now, I guess.
Oh, probably more than that, I would say.
Yeah. And it was at that point in time that I think you knew the potential. I think what neither one of us could anticipate, you more than I perhaps, was how they have really successfully kept, not with overt threats or anything else, but they've kept reverse speech kind of, they've tried to marginalize it like they try to marginalize me and you and anybody else who does really important work. Because it's a crucial tool. And we both know, and we've talked about this for years, they are certainly well aware of it and probably use it routinely with people.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny you should bring this up because we've been having these very discussions among all the reverse speech people the last few weeks given the enormous potential of reverse speech and I think not just the potential of it, but also all the evidence that we've gathered over the years to verify it's real. It's a puzzle and a mystery that after 20 years it's still relatively unknown.
Yeah.
And that's a shame. It really is. It's such an amazing thing, and it's the potential for good. I mean, tonight we're going to be looking at some of the forensic applications of reverse speech, but that's just one arm of reverse speech. Its use in the therapeutic field is really exciting, and
I thought, honestly, David, that and the breakthroughs you did have early on with some health professionals, psychologists, psychiatrists, and so forth, I thought that it would have frankly, spread like wildfire. But I suggest what's working against it is the orthodox viewpoint, the dogma, the paradigm that these people are afraid to step out of. I think there's a lot of pressure on them for whatever reason. And I can further say that I think the evidence supporting reverse speech is, in a way, almost parallel with the amount of evidence supporting visitation from intelligent life on this planet, UFOs, ETs, whatever you want to call it. It's a Mount Everest's worth of information and proof. And you've got the same with RS, for goodness sakes. So, anyway.
And there's been so many wonderful papers written by PhDs on reverse speech, and all of these are on my website. People can go and look at the vast library of information, not just reversal, but articles and papers and tests that we've done, and results of blind testing, all at reversespeech.com. And, it'll happen eventually. I just keep on plugging away, and I'm off to lecture in Switzerland in August, so that'll be good.
Exciting.
Yes, that's very exciting. That will be the first lecture in Europe, so we'll see what happens from that. So,
I think that's wonderful, and perhaps this will be a breakthrough in Europe, which is, I think, far more open to this kind of real breakthrough. Also, after all these years, I really would have expected that there would have been a strong movement by many, many professionals in psychology and emotional health to make this just an automatic going in like a first cursory interview or two with any client to find out what that client's, you could do so. You do this all the time down there as a professional yourself, but I don't know why.
Not sure.
More psychologists aren't just simply doing this for an hour or two with any new client on an uptake, so to speak, basis.
Absolutely.
It's a gimme. It's an obvious. Find out what the client is really saying and what the client's problems really may be stemming from.
Yep, absolutely. Couldn't agree more, Jeff. It's a direct access to the unconscious mind.
Which is what they're supposedly all about.
Yeah. Yep, I know.
And what do they do? They put them on SSRIs. Oh, you're depressed. And they subjugate them, and they quash the mind speaking out. And
I agree. I absolutely do.
So I sound like a major stockholder in this company, folks, but I'm not. I'm one of David Oates' greatest fans and friends, and what he has done is extraordinary.
You've been a wonderful, loyal supporter throughout all these years, and you see me through a lot of ups and downs over the years, and those of you who've been following my career for many years will know of some of those ups and downs, but, I'm still here, and I'm still working away hard and training some good students, and things are going well.
And more so than that, I think you're continuing to help people get well and get better, which is has to be really rewarding.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's the most rewarding part. It's funny. I've just finished off a second year class up on the east coast of Australia, and one of my students came in and she gave me a great big kiss, and I said, what's that for? She said, well, one of my clients wanted me to give this to you because her life has been completely changed by this technology, and so that was really quite unexpected to get a kiss from someone. Someone who I had trained had used these techniques to change someone's life.
That's really sweet. What a nice thing.
Yeah.
How's dear daughter?
Simone's doing well. Yes, she's back at school, not full time. She's doing two subjects. She's struggling a little bit with it, but I think she will get better as time goes on. But she's doing fantastically. All her short term and long term memories back, and she's actually talking about sitting down and writing a book about her whole experience, and I think that would be a fantastic idea because she's certainly been through a lot.
That would be extraordinary.
Yeah, it would be. But it's been, it's been 8 months, 9 months, I think, since the accident first happened. And to see where she is now, 8, 9 months down the track, is nothing short of miraculous. Given the extent of her injuries, I couldn't have wished for this outcome in my wildest dreams. So, of course... A lot of that has been said is due to the work of Adam. We had that interview, of course, with Adam and me, and I think without his intervention and the prayers of many other thousands of people all around the world, Simone wouldn't be where she is now.
I agree. She in time certainly is not that she would want to, but a perfect guest for any number of talk programs when she's ready for it later on to talk about this.
Yeah, I think she will be. I bounced it off her last week or the week before last, it was a couple of weeks ago, and she was a little bit reluctant, but I think she will be.
Give
a little bit more time. A
couple of years or so, whatever.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
all right,
sure.
Stand by. We have some remarkable speech reversals coming up next, and maybe later on in our hour visit with David John Oates tonight, we can get him to revisit some of those Bush reversals. The whole Bush, Cheney, Halliburton cabal continues to boggle the brains of any reasonable human being on the planet with their treachery, evil, and decimation of humanity and our Earth. Talk about depleted uranium. All right, we'll be right back with David John Oates live from Australia. I'm Jeff Rentz. Glad you're along, and don't forget Rentz.com. That's Rense.com for news, real news, to let you decide from around the world. And we'll be right back. The Herbal Healer Academy is a worldwide supplier of the absolute finest natural medicines that you may need in these difficult times. The HHA specializes in keeping your health at the highest possible level with the world's most outstanding natural products and supplements, such as the incredible Essiac Herbal Tea, the best colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and literally hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and research material. The HHA has homeopathic detox solutions for the most crucial toxins on the planet, including aerosol spraying, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name just a few. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com, check out our online member testimonials, and huge catalog of fabulous products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
No, just one quick final comment before we get to the reverse speech examples tonight. In Switzerland, and I know there are people in Europe listening right now, if you folks have a chance to go see David and check on his website for the particulars, go. You will be mind-boggled sitting in a room and listening to the examples. They sound interesting on the radio, but when you are in a room listening, and I've been there, and he plays them through speakers in that room, your hair stands on end. It is so clear and stunning. I don't know how else to phrase it, but anyway, that's it. And if you ever get a chance to see David, and I do think you should come back here at some point, David, and put on a tour again if you can.
I'd love to do that. That's been on my mind strongly the last few months.
I'm sure there are a lot of people.
I basically need someone to organize it.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of people listening who would welcome you to their city and set up. This could be coordinated. All we need is a central nexus here for someone to coordinate it all, because you'd get invitations from all over the place. This is anyway.
Sure, listen, I would.
See if I can do anything to help.
Come back. It's been almost 7 years since I've been back in Australia. Can you believe that? Time goes so fast.
No. All right.
All right. We're going to move on. And tonight we are looking at reversals on Joran. I think that's how you pronounce his first name. Joran van der Sloot, who is a key suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway on the island of Aruba. Have you been covering this case at all, Jeff?
Not for some time, but yes, I'm well aware of it. High school senior down there on, I guess it was some kind of a school senior party or something. And anyway, she vanished, and there have been suspects,
right,
but no charges yet.
Right, yeah, well, essentially they were all out drinking and partying, having a good time, and he went down on the beach with her. He freely admits this, and there was some tomfoolery going on the beach, and then he left and came home. This is according to his story, and left her on the beach. She since disappeared. Now, he subsequently spent 3 months in an Aruban jail being investigated before the police finally released him. But even though he's been released, he's still considered a suspect, along with two of his mates, a chap named of Deepak Kapo, I think is his last name, and Satish, I'm not too sure of the last name. Right. Anyway, so that's the history behind the case. Now, they have changed their story many, many times. They told the police one story, they've told two different stories to the press. So pinning them down on to what actually happened that night has been very, very difficult. But Greta Van Susteren on Fox TV just secured an hour interview with Joran van der Sloot, and so I most eagerly went and analysed the tape, along with a couple of other practitioners and hobbyists who helped me do it as well, and this is what we've come up with.
When was this? We've just got about a minute until the break, so I want to hold off. I don't want to start until after, but tell me when this interview was conducted.
That took place this week.
So it is. It's
well,
a hot.
It was aired this week. I think it took place last week, and then they aired it this week.
And for any of you who are not familiar with this, believe me, the role of reverse speech, the potential in law enforcement interviewing suspects, is awesome. Whether or not it's admissible in court kind of doesn't matter, because here are police dealing with people who are giving contradictory stories, and a reverse speech specialist who is able to review the tapes and go through them can wait. Boy, talk about saving a lot of time. Man.
Oh, yeah. And you have to see what we've got on Joran van der Sloot, and your hair will stand on end, and you will realize this amazing significance of this technology.
It's good. As you have done in the past, have you or your researchers contacted the police there yet, or do you plan to and offer these reversals?
I plan to. Look, I just finished the tape this morning and just uploaded the files, and then I emailed you as soon as I uploaded the files. The next thing I know, you asked me to come on the show this evening, so that's where I'm all at. But I do intend to contact the authorities and and email them this stuff.
I have been profoundly amazed at the potential in crime and investigations, as much as helping people in normal psychological settings. But what we have coming up here in just a couple of minutes, I am anxiously looking forward to hearing. And I know the family of this young lady has certainly been through holy hell, and they'll hear about it. And we'll get the word out there. By the way, if you are intrigued and interested with reverse speech, I want to again just point you to David's amazing website, reversespeech.com. There are recording devices there. You can pick them up. He's got an office in the Pacific Northwest. You can pick up the units, I guess. Are you still using the little Sony machines?
Yes, we're still using the modified Sony machines, and they work remarkably well. Actually, I can get out the 800 number if you'd like to write this down, folks.
Go ahead.
Phone number in North America. Do I have time?
Yes.
Yeah, 1-866-978-5910. 866-978-5910.
All right. Coming right back in just a couple minutes to hear some reversals in a case that did catch world attention for many weeks, Joran Vandersloot. We'll find out what David and his associates learned by reversing this interview in just a couple minutes. Don't miss it. Hi, this is Jeff Renson. If you're a regular listener to the program, then you're already well aware of the major economic and financial problems facing our country right now. The only real remaining question is, have you done anything to protect yourself and your loved ones from them? I've been recommending you call my good friends at ITM Trading for over 4 years now and to acquire some gold for yourself. Since that time, gold has risen over 70% to its most recent high, and some rare gold coins have risen more than 200% in value during that same period. While past performance is never a guarantee for future profit, I just can't see how the sky-high debt level here in the U.S. can be sustained much longer. We've gone from a creditor nation to the greatest debtor nation the world has ever seen. So do something to protect yourself and call ITM at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD and get some gold today. That's ITM Trading at 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Right back with you, David John Oates and I. Let's go, David. I can't wait to hear these.
Okay. All right. We're going to start off with one that sets the scene for the whole interview. He's talking about going out that night, but not having a driver's license, so other people had to drive him. So here we go.
Some of them had a driver's license, but not all of them.
Oh, he says some kids had the driver's license, but not all of them. The reversal says, what a murder.
What a murder. What a murder. What a murder.
I think you agree that's fairly clear.
Pretty grimly so.
Grimly clear, yep. That sets the scene for the whole interview. All right, so now we'll go to the beginning of the interview, and he's talking about, well, let's just play it and find out. Here we go.
That'll clear me. That's the one thing that'll clear anyone else involved with it that doesn't deserve to be.
All right, he's saying, okay, yes, I want there to be a lot of research into this because that's the one thing that'll clear me and clear anyone else who doesn't deserve to be. We hear reversal here that says, dead near the water.
That'll clear me.
Sorry? All right, here we go.
Dead near the water. Dead near the water. Dead near the water.
Can you hear that one there? A little bit fast.
I certainly do. It's a little quick, but every syllable is right there.
Yep. Dead near the water. And, of course, Natalie disappeared on the beach, and that's where... Yeah, Joran was with Natalie on the beach. Now, this next reversal, you're going to have to listen to. It's all there, but because there's two words run together, it's you'll have to tune your ears a little bit to hear this, but let's run it forward first off. And he was talking about when he first met Natalie at a blackjack table at a casino.
Going to a blackjack table and sitting down, and I remember her and her friends... coming up to the table.
Okay, now again, listen carefully for this. It says, I snuffed her murderer. Now, the her murderer at the end is the clearest part, but very significant reversal. I snuffed her murderer. But the two hers are run together. So here we go.
Going to a blackjack table.
Oops, and... sorry, wrong one played. Here we go with the reverse. And again. Can you hear the her murderer quite
Got
clearly
it.
At the very end?
Got it clearly, David.
Yeah, so there we go. I mean, we've got two reversals. Her murderer and what a murder. And, I mean, those two alone are quite damning reversals. Now we start to get some cryptic clues as to about how this crime took place, what they might have done. And so he's talking about leaving the beach, leaving Natalie on the beach, and allegedly he walked over to McDonald's where a friend picked him up.
I walked over to the McDonald's where people picked me up and took me home.
So it's a cell phone call to your house.
And, but what we hear is we put in the blanket. Now, what he put in the blanket, we don't know. But there is certainly a strong inference as to what was put in the blanket. In point of fact, they might jump to another reversal straight after this. Here we go. Hear that? Or is that a little bit unclear?
A little unclear in the beginning. What did he exactly say in the first part?
We put in the blanket.
Okay, let's hear that again.
Okay.
Got it.
Now we don't know what he put in the blanket. Okay.
Well, it wasn't a McDonald's burger and fries.
No, it certainly wasn't a McDonald's burger and fries. In point of fact, it was probably this reversal here, and he's talking about how he lied to the police.
That's what he told the police, and I was like, you know, that's what. Now, if you also look back at that, you're like, I mean, that's horrible. They got arrested and held for.
He talked about how he lied to the police about something, and there we see a reverse that said, want to seal the body.
Want to seal the body.
Want to seal the body. Want to seal the body.
I'm sure you can hear that one quite clearly.
I do.
So is that what they want to put into the blanket? I don't know. But there's a clear desire. Murder, dead by the water. I snuffed her murderer, we put it in the blanket, and then we've got this reversal here. We'll run this forward.
Did Deepak get a job this was a year ago? Where was he working?
He was working at an internet cafe.
Okay, he was working at an internet cafe, talking about one of his friends, and in reverse, yes, I got rid of the clothes we had. This is a little bit quick too. Yes, I got rid of the clothes we had.
Yes, I got rid of the clothes we had.
Do you hear that one there, Jeff?
Got it, David.
Yep. So we're getting these little cryptic clues all through, okay? She was dead near the water. He was involved in the murder, or if it wasn't the murder itself. Something was put in the blanket. There was a desire to get rid of a body, let's move along to a couple more here, now these people have made up so many different stories, and they've admitted to it too, so here he is telling us another story about the friend who came into his room that night.
When his brother was coming with him, but he came and took me in my room.
And he just simply says back, we'll
make it up.
Make it up.
Make it up.
So he's making up his story as he goes. You know?
I hear him. I hear him saying, "Making it up."
Oh, making it up. Yep. Okay. Here, let's run that again.
Making it up. Making
it up. Oh yeah, I can hear that.
Making it up.
Yep. That's exactly right. So the whole story is being made up as he goes. So now he talks about. How they went down to the beach and they were going to have sex, and here we go.
Actually talk about it, no, but not like she said, no, you really want to have sex, no, it wasn't anything like that.
And then she says back, was heard her wanted.
Heard her wanted.
Heard her wanted. Heard her wanted.
It's a pretty male type of statement, isn't it?
It certainly is. What a sad thing to hear, and you know.
Yeah.
You wonder how the allegedly human being can act and do these kinds of things, but we see it all day. We see it at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, indirectly, but still just the same. hundreds of thousands of people murdered, and it's a sad state of affairs on this planet. Hold on, we'll be right back as David and I rejoin you in just a couple minutes. Hi, this is Jeff Rentz. Royal Raymond Rife was without question the most gifted medical scientific genius of our age. He discovered that most disease-related microbes die quickly when exposed to their own specialized resonant radio frequencies. The BCX-411 Rife-type frequency instrument has received the highest praise on several continents for its precision, simplicity of operation, and successful research experiment. The BCX, with its comprehensive manual, allows you to select the frequencies you wish to experiment with for the length of time you want to run them. The BCX handheld plasma ray tubes and RF radio carrier wave, like Rife used, are the absolute state-of-the-art in Rife frequency research. For full information and pictures, take the New Earth link at the top of Rentz.com. Settle for nothing but the best in Rife research with the BCX 411. Again, just take the New Earth link at the top left corner of Rentz.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Cal Bend Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Those are compelling, damning, and they should be at the very least utterly intriguing to any law enforcement agency involved in this investigation. I would urge anyone out there who was involved with this case, knows anybody in the family or any other connection that they may or may not have, to contact David at reversespeech.com immediately and learn about reverse speech and consider what has been revealed by these reversals thus far.
Yes, I would totally agree with that. Thank you for that, Jeff. I couldn't have said it better myself. And the more audio I get, of course, the more of a complete picture that we can get from the whole situation. So,
All right, now, the next reverse I'm going to play, he's talking forwards about getting out of the car by the beach. So let's run this. Run this forwards to start off with.
Actually, talk about it now, but not like she said, no, you really want to have sex, no, it wasn't anything like that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm playing the wrong one. That was I just played,
yeah.
Where the reverse was heard her want it there. We'll play
that
it again.
Was macho, it was macho man stuff.
Heard her want it.
Heard her want it.
Yeah, there it is.
Heard her want it.
Very macho type statement there. All right, now, this next reverse is very significant because he actually claimed that even though his intention was to have sex with her, they actually didn't engage in sex because he didn't have a condom. Well, that's his story. Now, he's actually been sued by Natalie's parents right now for sexual assaults based on earlier statements he made several weeks back where he claimed he did have sex. So his story's changed, see? So that's just setting the scene for this next reversal. So here he is talking about they were dropped off at the beach.
And why that beach? Because we're driving towards our hotel. That's just, that was just the one place I wanted to get out.
I want to get out near the beach is what he's talking about. And then we get a pretty straightforward reversal. Had sex there. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you hear that one, Jeff?
Yeah, sure.
Yep, okay. And then here we have a reversal that's a bit of an understatement. He says it was his intention to have sex.
What was your intention at that point, to have sex with her?
That was my intention.
Yeah, that was my intention. That was my first intention, to have sex with her. And he says back was, I am so bad.
I am so bad.
Oh, there we go. Bit of an understatement, that one.
Yeah.
He certainly has been so bad. And here we have another little cryptic clue that I don't know what it means, but maybe someone involved in the case will know what it means. He says, he's just talking generally forwards about important thing is to look at the facts.
Most important thing is to look at facts. And, you know, those are facts that you can actually say what time you got home, by video footage, what time you left.
And he says backwards, yes, she's going to bring her scarf. What it means, I've no idea, but we'll play it anyway.
Yes, she's going to bring her scarf.
Yes, she's going to bring her scarf.
She's going to bring her scarf.
She's going to bring her scarf.
So there we go. I'd like to know if she was wearing a scarf on that night or whatever that means.
It suggests what a lot of younger people, and I don't mean to cast aspersions here, but it suggests, and there is some precedent for what young people, I don't know the word for it that they have, but they use scarves in sexual encounters.
Oh, really? Oh, right. Yes, I know what you're talking about. Huh. So that's interesting, isn't it?
It is.
So that would come up? Huh. How interesting.
And they
makes
get...
Sorry?
Well, I was going to suggest that, and there have been young people who have died engaging in such behaviors.
Right. I absolutely hear you. And, the very fact that the scarf is mentioned means that it's a clue. It's another cryptic clue in this case. Now, here we have a pretty ominous reversal. He says, I didn't have a condom with me, and that's why he didn't. He claimed he didn't have sex because he didn't have a condom, but to see, he's also said in the previous interview he did have sex, and of course we just said the reversal had sex there. So here he's saying, I did have a condom with me.
Yeah, down to that, I didn't have a condom with me, and I've heard people say, oh, that's strange, oh, that makes absolutely no sense. Any 18-year-old...
Okay, and we have a really quite an aggressive reversal. I warn you. So I don't know who he's warning or what he's warning, but he's certainly warning something.
Well,
all right. Moving right along. Here he mentions his friend Deepak by name. There is some contention about this friend Deepak because way back in the early stages in an interview that Yaron did, he actually claimed that Deepak killed the girl. Now, he subsequently retracted that statement and said he never said that. So the trouble with this guy's interview, with this guy's statement, they're slippery as anything. He must have changed his story at least 3, 4, 5 times by now. Anyway, but here he mentions his friend by name. Here it is, Swords.
And he came to me and he said that someone had come up to him and said that he saw us as he'd seen us drop the girl off at the Holiday Inn.
And he just simply says, follow Deepak. And that's the boy's name, Deepak.
Follow Deepak.
Follow Deepak.
Follow Deepak.
Follow Deepak.
So there we go. Whatever that means, that's maybe he's involved in the crime. I think I've already played this one. We'll play it again. This is the next one in order.
That's what he told the police, and I was like, you know, that's what now, if you also look back at that, you're like, I mean, that's horrible. They got arrested and held for...
And this is, want to seal the body?
Want to seal the body?
Want to seal the body? Want to seal the body?
So look, you know, we've got a picture here of this girl was clearly killed on the beach, according to these reversals. That's the way I interpret it. She was wrapped in a blanket, a scarf was used in some fashion. They wanted to get rid of the body. They've obviously did it very well, because despite the whole island being searched, they've never found it. So, you know, this is a case where he's clearly admitting guilt, and I would stake my reputation on that one.
I agree. Sealed the body, perhaps sealed it in plastic somehow, so it wouldn't be picked up by dogs, the scent and the odor. It's difficult to say, but plastic is a candidate. The other side of this amazing program tonight is that the point you've made for 20 years, the more blatant and grotesque and intense the forward-spoken lies, the more clear and often plentiful the truth emerges in reverse speech directly from the subconscious.
Yeah, exactly correct. I couldn't have put it better myself. Yep.
It's staggering. This subconscious, call it the universal consciousness, whatever you want to call it, doesn't put up with lies. It speaks truth. And I have never heard more glaringly clear reversals from the subconscious about a more heinous crime. I haven't. We've heard Bush, we've heard this. This guy, according to reverse speech, is as guilty as sin. And he is just, his subconscious is not betraying him. His subconscious is carrying him forward into the light of truth. And there it is.
Yep, exactly correct. All right, do we have time for a couple more?
Yeah, about 2 minutes.
All right, here we go with a couple more. He's talking about being in jail. And because he spent 3 months in jail, and he says, at that point, you don't really care about others. You care more about yourself.
At that point, you didn't really care about them. You're more caring about, you know, about yourself. And, you know, when I talked to that guy later on.
And he says, we are the wanted. Oops, here we go.
We are the wanted.
We are the wanted. We are the wanted.
In other words, they're the ones who are wanted for the crime.
Right.
So he's once again now implicating himself. Now, here's a real interesting reversal. Right after he did the interview with Greta Van Susteren, he hired a lawyer,
and the lawyer is told not to do any more interviews. So anyway, then I'm just laying a bit of groundwork for this reversal here. He's talking about being interrogated from 8 in the morning to 8 at night.
Very opening now, and you know, people don't know what it was like in those interrogations where they interrogate you from 8 in the morning to 8 at night.
And Backus, he simply says, now I need lawyer.
Now I need lawyer.
Now I need lawyer. Now I need lawyer.
He needs a hell of a lot more than a lawyer.
He certainly does.
I hope this program makes its way to the family and the law enforcement officials straight away. I'll make it available for you to post it in its entirety on your website. You had the reversals on your website already, though, David.
So yes, I've got the reversals, but yeah, I'd love to put the whole program up on the website if you could get it to me.
Yeah, okay, we will. Thank you for that. Thanks to your associates as well. Just extraordinary.
No, thanks, Jeff.
All right,
speak
mate.
To you soon.
Take care.
Okay.
Good night. David John Oates, and that doesn't stand you on your ear. Nothing will. Read up about reverse speech at reversespeech.com. Remarkable. Be right back.